could left off discussing the role of Eidus Lakima Davar when it comes to Minyan Shlichus and when it comes to Bittul HaShlichus. Because even though it's clear that the Baal has a right to go in, to rescind, to retract, to be Mevatel Shlichus, but several deists and Rishonim exactly how that is done. We pointed out one extreme Shita of Tosus, Lamed Beis Amad Beis, Tosus writes the following Kiddush, that Midaraisa, you do not require Eidim at all for Bittul HaShlichus. There is no need for Eidim at all. Even though it is clear that the integrity of the Shliach is going to be absolutely critical, whether indeed she is or is not an Eishes Ish, and likely I would call that a Davar Sheva Erva. In fact, the Tosus and Daf Lamed Gimel Mar Aleph calls that a Davar Sheva Erva, and therefore applies the principle, Gittin Dav Beis, of Ein Davar Sheva Erva Pachos Mishnayim. It's Mufurish in Tosus that that is not the case, because Tosus writes, I agree that a Baal cannot go ahead and simply be Mevatel the Shlichus without any Eidim whatsoever. But why exactly is that true? So the last words of the Tosus are such a chiddush, because da'aminan ma koach bezdin yafli. No, ma beiz, ramaskel, rav nachman. Because if you allow a person to go into mevatel shlichus without anything whatsoever, what you're running in face of the takana drabanan, do we allow a person to get away with such brazen ha'aza to ignore the takana drabanan of our Mishnah? Is that such a chiddush? If not for the takana derabanan, we would assume that yes, mikra hadin, bittul shlichus could occur, beino bein atzmo, even without anyone else present. So those words of Tosus, of makof, bezin yafa, that's critical. Any need for anything else, anyone to be present, that is only considered to be a din derabanan, whether it's alone or even without being bifnei ashliach or bifnei ha'ish, an important chiddush. Dibur is necessary. He has to express it, but he doesn't have to express it in front of anyone else. If he wouldn't express it at all, he just says, the mindset of bittul HaShlichus. You know what I would argue? That's called Dvarim Shebelev. Dvarim Shebelev Einan Dvarim. So you have to express, but the expression can be beino bein atzmo, but anyone else present. There's a Ksos in Siman Yud Beis, a very, very different context. Mechila. Of course, a person can be mochel, a shibud, can be mochel, a debt, a mechilas chal, and any davar, shebe'en. The Ktzos quotes a sheet of the misgeres ha-shulchan, that mechila is chal b'leiv, mechila is chal b'leiv. And the Ktzos disagrees and says, of course that's not true. Dvarim shebe'leiv, eno dvarim. And therefore, mechila has to be expressed. You need a dibur peh to express the fact that you're mochel. Does anyone have to be there? No, there's no halacha of edus when it comes to mechila, but beino bein atzmo. A person has to express, it has to exceed the dvarim shebelev, which are eno dvarim, but that does not necessarily mean it has to be done in the presence of anyone else. So this is shita number one of Tosus. Lamed beis, lamed beis. Bittul HaShlichus can occur, beino bein atzmo, dibur is necessary, but you do not require edus lekima davar at all. Day number two, Mefurish, the Tosus and Daf, Lamed Gimel, and that's one day that we have a Daf, Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph, and that is, typically speaking, of course, Bittul HaShlichus has to be done in the presence of Eidim. Here Tosus writes explicitly, we apply the principle of Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachos Mishnayim. The question is there an exception? Is that always the case? Or could one argue, maybe there's an instance where indeed that's not true? That detail, or two deis and Tosus. What happens if the bittul HaShlichus is being done in the presence of the Shliach? Do we argue that even then, we assume that it's necessary to have Eidus Lekima Davar? Similar to the Sugin Kedushin of Samachem Abeis. The woman is here, and I'm proposing, and I say haret mukudeshously, even if she is there, but if it's just me and it's just her and there's no one else there, in choshesh in the kedushin. So good, you're there, the mishaleach. Good, he's there, the shliach. But if you require edus lekima davar, because ein davar sheva pachos mishnayim, so in such a case it is not considered to be legitimate at all, or maybe an exception, and that is if you're speaking to the shliach. That was the first day in Tosus and Daf Lamed Gimel Aleph. Bifnei HaShliach, you don't require Eidus Lekima Davar at all. Why exactly should that be? One could understand the two possibilities. Either it's called the Davar Sheva Erva, or it's not called Darusha Be'erva. Why would one distinguish between Bifnei HaShliach or Shlo Bifnei HaShliach? So that was the Chiddush of the last year, based on the Mochamos, the Segebetz and Dav Chav, the Mochamos and Dav Yod, and that is, after all, that when it comes to Shlichus, what is the job description of the Shliach? What is the Bitsua HaShlichus? He is only a Shliach to the extent that he fulfills the instruction of the Mishaleach. So therefore, if I tell him, as the Mishaleach, do this and don't do this, I say, deliver the get here, and he delivers the get there. That's not considered to be Bitsu HaShlichus. That's not technically Bitul HaShlichus, but he didn't carry out the instruction. And let's say, I don't say not here, not there. I say, don't deliver the get. Don't deliver the get. That is called Bitsu HaShlichus. If he goes ahead and delivers the get, that's the Chiddush that the Ramban writes, and that is that no one is going to argue require a Tnai Kafel when it comes to Shlichus. When it comes to Shlichus. Even if B'chol HaTorah Kula, we're going to require a Tnai Kafel when it comes to Shlichus. If I tell the Shliach, if then, and I don't say, and if not, then not, you really think that he can go ahead and perform the Shlichus without the Kiyum HaTnai? What do you mean? That's no worse than being Mishana Midas HaMishaleach. And a shliach sheshina b'shlichus, so obviously that's not considered to be bitzu shlichus. One could argue here as well that even if technically speaking bitzu shlichus require edus lakim adavar, but nonetheless he has to go ahead and perform the task that he is authorized to do. And if I say no longer deliver the get, is that called bitzu shlichus? Maybe one could argue yes or no. Yes, one could argue it's called Bitsu HaShlichus. How is it possible? I say no, and he says yes. What do you mean? This is a Yad Arich Damya. Maybe the answer is as follows, that the terms of the Shlichus have to be determined at the Minui HaShlichus, the Minui HaShlichus. And that's the Ramban. If Bishas Minui HaShlichus, I say, do this, and he does that, that's not Shlichus. I understand. But if I tell him to do this, you know what, subsequently, oh, by the way, don't do this, or instead do that. Maybe that is considered to be a formal bitul shlichus and requires edus lakim adavar. Or maybe one could argue, no, that any directive, any instruction, which is al pi hamishaleach, that is called the job description of the shliach, even if it is shelo bishas min shlichus. So one could certainly understand that you can have the two days in Tosus as to whether edus lakim adavar, which is the given, is necessary when you are addressing the Shliach. And we'll have to soon discuss what happens if you're addressing not the Shliach, but the Isha, telling the Isha that the get that you're about to receive is considered indeed to be null and void. So that's simply the starting point. What exactly is this Diyum as to whether Minu Shlichus or Bitul Shlichus requires Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar? So we started to discuss, and we won't spend so much time, but simply briefly, the Sugya condition of Samachem Abeis is the sugya that tells us at times the need for edus l'kiyum adavar. And that's the chiddush of Rav, mekadesh beino beina is enem akudeshes. There's no machlokas whatsoever. The Baal agrees that he gave, the woman agrees that she received, the Baal said, the woman agreed. Oh, but nonetheless, gittin kedushin requires edus l'kiyum adavar. As opposed to stunning that very same dav, kedushin dav samachem abeis, that distribution of assets does not require edus l'kiyum adavar. That's where the Gemara tells us the following, that lo ivrisade el shakre. Lo ivrisade el shakre. You know why you have to have edim? Simply to avoid sheker. It's not that there's no chalos bli edim, but it's going to be hard for you to enforce. After all, that I lend you $1 million, the shibud, the yischaivus of Balchov is binding. It's binding. It's going to be hard for me to collect if I have no proof whatsoever. So I'll tell you, see to it that you have edim. Why? Lo ivrisade el l'shakri. Lo ivrisade el l'shakri. Oh, so gittin kedushin, one extreme, it is l'kiyum adavar, a distribution of assets. That all you require is edus l'bir adavar. The top tosis in kedushin, Samachim Adveis discusses, what about a kinyan chalipin? A kinyan chalipin? Fascinating. I would have said a kinyan chalipin is just simply dollars and cents, bailus. That's edus l'bir adavar. Oh, that's a diyun in the Tosfos. Maybe there's something not for us now so unusual about a kinyan chalipin. that chalipin requires edus lekima davar. Now, when the Gemara says lo ivrisadi ela shakre, well, that's the top line in Tosus. No, mikan amar rabinutam de ein sarach edim lasos kinyan. That a kinyan and a kinyan chalipin does not require edus lekima davar in any shape or form. Very mistaver. Why should you say that chalosa kinyan is indeed dependent on? But the significant question, why exactly is this true? This aspect of ein davar shebe erva pachos mishnayim, and that is that in order to have a chalos, davar shebe erva, edim are necessary. Edim are necessary. Why and when is that considered to be true? Is that categorical or is that not? And here in the earlier Shumi pointed out two very significant possibilities. Maybe the simplest understanding of ein davar shebe pachos mishnayim is chalos. Whenever you go in and create or sever whatever is impactful for a chalos davar shebe erva, what is a chalos davar shebe erva? She is a pnuya. She is an eishes ish. She is a grusha. Those institutions require edus lekimadam. Edus lekimadam. If that really is true, I would extend that to any chalos that I have a right to label as a davar shebe erva, as a davar shebe erva. So, for example, does Kedushin require edus lekima davar? Absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. But I'll tell you something else. There's a chalos of Kedushin, eris and eris, and no? Kedushin of Beis Amad Aleph, Yishu Niknis. But you know what? There's also a chalos Yishus of Nisuin. Nisuin. Erisin is not the Gemara Yishus. Erisin is a Trilas Yishus. Trilas Yishus. The Gemara Yishus, of course, is Nisuin. And there are many, many differences, deraisa, between Erisin and Nisuin. Differences deraisa, not just simply Darabana. Differences deraisa between Erisin as opposed to Nisuin. If I were to ask you, what is the Hagdara of Erisin? And what is the Hagdara of Nisuin? I will tell you the following. That the Kinyan of Yishus, the Kinyan of Yishus is Erisin. Eisha Niknis. That's Keser, Shtar, and Bia. Oh, but I'll tell you the following. Even though the Kinyan of Ishus takes place, she's an Arusa, but she is still considered to be the base of Ia. She's an Arusa, she's an Ishus Ish, the base of Ia. You know what Nisuin is? All of a sudden, Nisuin means that now she's not just an Ishus Ish, she now is an Ishus Ish, the base of Baal. The base of Baal. That's an important transfer. Base of Ia, Binurea, base of Ia, as opposed to being an Eishes Ishu is Bebe Sabao. That certainly is a Chalos Dover Sheverva. That's considered to be a critical shift. How do you know that that's true? That indeed is the Hagdara? You know, how does the Torah describe Ishus? How do you know, for example, that there's Kedush Eshtar? Oh, Stigmar tells us the following, what we're learning. Look in the Parsha of Gerish. Because of a Sefer Grisus. A get. And what's the Hemshech Hakra? V'holcha v'haysa. V'haysa li'shachin. V'haysa li'shachin. What does v'haysa mean? Kedushin. Makish Havai li'etzia. Makish Havai li'etzia. That's the Kinyan of Ishus. Just like Ishus is severed Ayin Eshtar, the Kinyan of Yishus, Yishus can create it, Ayyad Eshnar. That's V'holcha V'haysa. V'haysa Lishaken. Wow. Let's say, the Parsha of Hafaras Nedarim. Hafaras Nedarim. Nedarim Dav Samach Zayin. You look in Parshas Matos, you know what? They're stages, no? The Torah has three different stages of hafara. One is hafaras ha'av, no? She's a pnuya, a young girl who's a pnuya. Okay. Then there's a second stage where she's a nara marasa. And the hafara is ayde shutfis, av nabal. And then there's a stage of Ishus where the hafara is exclusively the right of the baal. Where do you see that all this is true? Three different dinim of hafara, a pnuya, an arusa, an asua. You know what the answer is? Just look in the psukim. The Torah describes in a Rebbe Saviya. I understand. She's a Pnuya. Oh, the Torah now continues. What happens if Im Hayo Siyeliish? Hayo Siyeliish. Oh, I know that term. Hayo Siyeliish. Makesh Havai Liyaziya. V'holcha V'haisa. Im Hayo Siyeliish. Oh, you know what that means? Erisin means, step two, a shufis, a bav nabal. Oh, the Torah continues. Im Beis Ishanadar. Beis Ishanadar. Wow. That already is Beis Uzalishta. That's not Erisin. That's not Erisin. Beis Uzalishta means she's an Eshus Ishu is Bebeis Abal. Guess what? That is Nisuin. It's clear, it's Mefurish from the Parsha of Hafaras Nadarim. No? Parsha Matos. That there are different stages of Ishus. If it's Imayosiye, she's an Eshus Ish, but she's Bebeis Aviyah, each one has a Skos Hafara, Shutfis. Beis Ishanadar. Beis Uzalishto means that that's a reference to a Nesua. That's a reference to a Nesua. You know who points out this difference? Oh, Rashi Kedushin Daf Yudama Beis. Rashi Kedushin Daf Yudama Beis. You know what Rashi writes? That we know that an Eishes Kohen is allowed to partake of certain Matnos Gulim. Certain Matnos Gulim. How do you know that that's true? So Rashi in Kedushin Daf Yudama Beis writes the following. You know what? There are two parshios, and there are two psukim. In Parshas Emor, the Torah tells us kinyan kaspa. If a woman experienced the kinyan of Ishus, she can go ahead and eat. Okay? And in Parshas Korach, you know what the Torah tells us? Kol tohar beveischa. Ooh, that term again. Kol tohar beveischa. If you're part of the bias of a Kohen, you have a Skos Achila. So Rashi's Mufurish, that Parshas Korach Kol Torah Beveischa is Nisuin. How do you know Arusa Bas Yisrael Ocheles? Arusa Bas Yisrael Ocheles. You know what Rashi writes? For that, you need Parshas Emor. Because the Kinyan of Yishus, Kinyan Kasvo, is Erisin, not Nisuin. Erisin is not going to meet the measure of Torah Beveischa. But, when it comes to Erisin, absolutely yes. I'll tell you a great Kiddush of Or Sameach. You won't believe it, no? Hilchos Chumas, Perek Vav. Or Sameach writes the Kiddush of Yerushalm. Emor is Erisin. Parshas Korach is Nisuin. Parshas Korach speaks about even Shar Matnos Gulim. Parshas Semor only speaks about Achilas Truma. Or Sameach suggests a Chiddush Yerushalmi. Why does the Gemara say Arusa Bas Yisrael Ocheles B'Truma? Why doesn't it say Arusa Bas Yisrael Ocheles B'Matnos Gulim? The Shita of the Yerushalmi, only Truma. Because Parshas Semor that mentions the Chiddush, that Arusa Bas Yisrael Ocheles is only Truma. For Chazav Ashok, other Matnos Kuna, you require Nisuin. That's an important Chiddush, no? An important Chiddush. It's not just a detail. That's very important in terms of the Hagdar of Ishus. You have Erisin, which is the Kinyan of Ishus, and you have Nisuin, which is obviously a Chalos Ishus. But it's not technically the Kinyan of Ishus. That's why it's so unclear what Nisuin is. No? Erisin is obvious. No? Kedushin Beis Amar Aleph. No, you can't get more basic. No? Keser Shtar and B. What is Nisuin? You go through all these sugyas, at the end of the day, very hard to know. Right? The Mechaber Eben Ezer, Simenon Hay, quotes day after day after day. What is Nisuin? Maybe it's standing under the chuppah. The Mordechai in the beginning of Ksuvas, the Badeking. The Rambam Shita, Yichud Arayi Lebiya, because it's all a Knisa L'Rishus. It's all that now she is B'Beis Habal. What is B'Beis Habal? Is Badeking enough to be a Knisa L'Rishus? Chuppah is a Knisa L'Rishus. The Rambam, Yichud is a Knisa L'Rishus. Even though the Kinyan is so defined, the Knisa L'Rishus, you understand why there's such a fundamental machlokas Rishonim. It's not the Kinyan of the Ishus, it's the reality The reality of. So I'll ask you an interesting question. Does Nisuin require Eidus Lekimada? Does Nisuin require Eidus Lekimada? Erisin, of course. Furish, no? Kedushin Samachim Abeis. What about when it comes to Nisuin? Nisuin is just an Eishas Ishus Bebeis Abal. You know, you want one more Marmakom. Yuma Daf Yud Gimel. A Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur. No? Yesterday's Kriya Sator. V'chip Revado V'Beisel, Beisel Zuishto. Guess what? Mufurish in Gemara. No? Yuma Daf Yud Gimel Med Aleph. Nisuin. Erisin is not enough. The Kohen Gadol cannot serve his Kohen Gadol if it's just Erisin. V'chip Revado V'Beisel, Beisel Zuishto. Afares Nedarim. Matnas Kohuna. Yom Kippur. It's clear indeed that that's the case. That's the case. Now, it's an important deal. Two different parshiyos of Matnas Kohuna when it comes to an Isha. I'll throw out something you can think about if and I'll give your mama kumos on the side. Now, a Kohen eats Matnas Kohuna. A mitzvah rabba. The Rambam writes it's part of the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. A mitzvah rabba. The Rambam writes makes a bracha. Let's say I have Karshine Truma. Karshine Truma is like, you know, the stubble, animal fodder. So you know what? I give that, the Kohen gives that to his animal to eat. A mitzvah sachila. The animal puts on a yarmulke and makes a bracha. A mitzvah sachila? I say, not a mitzvah sachila. A heter achila, no? A heter achila. It's not considered to be chilul kedushas ha-truma to give this truma to an animal. Because this is animal fodder. So you're not being mevazi, you're not being mechal the kedushas ha-truma, right? So careful when you come home, right? So an eishes kohen who is partaking manos kuna, is that like achilas kohen or is that achilas behemas kohen? No? Is that a heter or is that a mitzvah sachila? A mitzvah sachila. That's a din of Nachum Zemba. But you know what I would suggest with Mar Makomos? Maybe there's a difference in erisin and nisuin. Maybe one can argue a chiddush that erisin is a heter achil. But beisu zuishto is nishto kagufo, more than just a heter achil. Maybe there are three possibilities in terms of achilas matnas kuna of an eishes kohen, a heter achila, a mitzvah achila, or maybe it depends. So clearly, nisuin is critical. Liarsha, l'tamala, hafer nedareha, difference is daraisa. But if I were to ask you, what is the kinyan that requires das davar shebe'er? The kinyan that requires das davar shebe'er. That's erisin. The knisa, the rishus of nisuin, Rab Chaim points out, does not require das davar shebe'erva. Das davar shebe'erva. That just simply is v'eish ha-sishu was v'eish ha-via, now as an eish ha-sishu is v'eish ha-va. And therefore, that heightened das davar shebe'erva is not necessary. So Reb Chaim maintained a very stunning chiddush. That the halacha of ein davar shebe'erva pachos mishnayim that requires eidus lekima davar is not a function of a chalos davar shebe'erva, but that's a function of das davar shebe'erva. Anything that requires das davar shebe'erva, that means that das has to be manifest. It has to be conveyed bifnei acherim. That's one of the unusual requirements of das davar shebe'erva. You know, there's certain things in life that are really serious, and you know what? That it has to be manifest bifnei edim, and that's mekadesh b'no b'na, eina mekudeshes. That's the halach of das davar shebe'erva. And where is this Reb Chaim? Perek Dalet of Hilchos Yibum Chalitza. And why is it in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Yibum Chalitza? Because Reb Chaim points out the following, that when you look throughout the Rambam, in Hilchos Yom HaChalitza, surprising, the Rambam never mentions any need for Edim when it comes to Yibum or Chalitza. Wow. Yibum does not require Edim. How can Yibum not require Edim? This woman just lost her husband. She's a Yavam Lashuk. You know what that means? That she's not supposed to marry somebody else. If she's marrying somebody else, what's the Isser? It's not a Chiyuv Kares, it's not a Chiyuv Nisa, it's a law. Once Yibam occurs, Nasas ke ishto lechodava. Guess what? Al yidei Yibam, she is an Eishas Ish. Al yidei Yibam, she is an Eishas Ish. Is that a chalos davar sheberva? Of course it's a chalos davar sheberva, no? After Yibam, she's fully married. Now if she's an Eishas Ish, she's insa. Misa, it's not just a Yavam Alashuk. Misa, Mamzerus. Not like, of course it's a Chalos Dover Sheva Erba. But you know what? Yibum does not require Das. Yibum does not require Das. That's a Mishni Yavamas, Daf Nun Gimel. Ben Beshoge, Ben Bemezid, Ben Baones, Ben Baratzam. Yibum does not require Das. But Yibum obviously is a Chalos Dover Sheva Erba. So this is a very heavy, heavy machlokas rishonim. Does Yibam require Eidus Lekima Dover? If there was a Maisabiyah that was performed, you won't believe this, but in the Tshuvas Binyan Siyam, he has two Tshuvas, you know, where this happened. Wow. Take a look. It's in Chelak Aleph, Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, and Chelak Bey Simen Chav. Where this really happened. A man died without any children. And you know, there was a relationship between the brother-in-law and sister-in-law afterwards. Well, without any like Yibum, any intent of Yibum. No? They thought this was just like a bias nus. No? And all of a sudden, they got the good, the bad news that you might be married. You might be married. Yavamo yavaleh. Nasis kishto l'chol davar. What was lacking? Das? You don't need Das. But what's lacking is Eidus Lekimadav. Eidus Lekimadav. And that's a very fundamental machlokas Rishonim. One of Chazal Lilu Yeshiurim, there are two ways of reading that Tosas, no? In Kedushin Daf Yud Beis, what Tosas Ashita is. But regardless of what Tosas Ashita is, it's Mefurish machlokas Rishonim. If you look at the Tosas Arash, there in Kedushin Daf Yud Beis and Yud Beis, the Tosas Arash is Mefurish, Dramasto Va'al, that Yibum requires Eidus Lekimadavar. Yibum requires Eidus Lekimadavar. And if you look in the Tshuvas Arashba, Mefurish, Chelak Dalet, right? Simen Shin Chavches, right? Remember that was the Remez? No? Not to forget? No? That Tshuva, Simen Shin Chavches, that Rashi is Mefurish, you don't require Eidus Lekimadavar. It's Mefurish, Machlokas Rishon. Question how we paskin. But Mefurish, Machlokas Rishonim, that Yibum doesn't require Das. Yibum doesn't require Das. You know, there's a stunning Machlokas Rashi and Tosas Kedushin, the Yud Testament Aleph. A Katan is capable of Yavam Yavaleh, no? Bias Katan is a Maisabiyah, no? So you have this 10-year-old kid, no? His older brother died, right? Can a 10-year-old do Yibum? If a 10-year-old does Yibum, are they married? Are they married? So Rashi writes something stunning. They're married. You know why ain't Ishus the Katan according to Rashi? Because a Katan is a Lavardas. A Katan is a Lavardas. So if I can come up with a case of Ishus that doesn't require Das, guess what? A Katan can be married. Rashi Shita is a Katan can be married Midaraisa Al Yedeim. That's a Rashi in Kedushin Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. And Tosas can't believe that that's true. What do you mean? Eishes ish prat l'katan. That's Kedushin Daf Yud Tes. Eishes ish plash l'katan. It's not just simply because, secondarily, well, Kedushin requires Das, and a katan is in a bar Das, so therefore, no, it's a pasuk that there's no ishus l'katan. Eishes ish prat l'katan. So, even in Yibum, even in Yibum. They're not married. They're not married. It's a pretty important machlokas rishonim. Because Yibum does not require das. So number one, it is the kima davar. Number two, a pretty important possibility again, that, can you envision Isha Sayyidei Katan? So that's the Reb Chaim. That when you look in the Rambam never mentions any need for Eidim. That's because the Rambam Shita is that Eidus Lekima Davar is a function of Das. Das Davar Shaleiv. Das Mekach Umemkar. Das of Minui Shlichus does not require Eidus Lekima Davar. Das davar shebe'erva requires Eidus Lekima Davar. And even if you're going to tell me, yeah, but you know what's at stake? Whether a woman is a pnuya, an eshesish, a grusha, none of that matters. Ein davar shebachus mishtem is a function of das davar shebe'erva. If you look at the Mishnah Melech puts this together. Perek Beis of Ilchosim, Halacha Dalet. Mishnah Melech writes that since Yibum does not require das, no need for Eidus Lekima Davar. Wow, wow. That's clearly, clearly the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim maintained that Nisuin does not require Eidus Lekima Davar. Nisuin does not require Eidus Lekima Davar. Is Nisuin a chalos davar shebe'erva? Of course Nisuin is a chalos davar shebe'erva. But Nisuin doesn't require das davar shebe'erva. The das davar shebe'erva is v'holcha, v'hoysa, hayosiyeh, miknas kesev, the kinyan of Yishus, that requires das davar shebe'erva v'enis lekima davar. But not true when it comes to Nisuin, which is a chalos davar shebe'erva. Rav Soloveitchik would often point out, you go to every chasana, you have eidei yichud, right? He pointed out, eidei yichud is a tzirif hashitas. We have yichud because that's the Rambam's definition of nisuin. Perik yud, hefelchus ishus. That's the knis of the rishus. Yichud haray labiya. But the Rambam doesn't require eidim. But there are other rishonim that maintain, derive it, for example, that a chalos davar shebe'erva requires eidus lekima davar. So the Rambam shita is that nisuin requires eidim. But the Rambam shita is that yichud is nisuin. So if you put the two together, that means eidei yichud, eidei yichud. According to many Rishonim, you don't need yichud. And according to the Rambam, you don't need eidim. But the tziruf of eidei yichud. Because if that's what Nisuin is, it's a chalos davar shebe'erva. That's something which is clear. And that is the Rambam Shita. So no need for Eidus Lekima Davar when it comes to Nisuin. No need when it comes to Eidus Lekima Davar when it comes to Yibum. Or when it comes to cases of Chalitza. The Rambam writes, if you do Chalitza, b'no, there's still a problem. Man yada. How do you know the Chalitza was done? How do you know the Chalitza was done as Eidus Lebira Davar? No. Bira Davar. It doesn't mean that it's meaningless. It doesn't mean that it's meaningless. And in Echinami, the Rambam writes, if Chalitz is done b'no b'na, the Chalitz is meaningless. Wow. So now, closer to home, closer to home. What about Minu Shlichus? What about Minu Shlichus? Does Minu Shlichus require Eidus Lekima Davar? Well, but Eishus is dependent on the integrity of the Shliach. The Chalos Eishus is only as good as the Chalos Shlichus. But does that mean that I have to appoint the Shliach Bifnei Eidim? So guess what? The Rambam, Perek Gimel of Hilchos Eishus, Halacha Tes Rav. A man goes in and appoints a Shliach like Kaddish Eisha. The Rambam writes that Ein Ol Tzarech Lasos of Eidim. You don't need Eidus Lekima Davar. Why? She'ein Makom Eidim B'Shlichos Ha'ish El Odia Amitas Adavar. Because the only reason you would ever think you need Eidim is L'Bir Hadavar. L'Odia Amitas Adavar. That's Bir Hadavar. So let's assume, for example, Bir HaDavar. What happens if Hoda Shliach Meshaleach? There's no machlokes. The Shliach agrees that he was asked, the Meshaleach agrees that he asked. So the Bir HaDavar is solved. So guess what? You don't require Eidus Lekima Davar for Mini Shlichus. When the Baal goes ahead and appoints a Shliach for the purpose of Kedushin. Wow. And the Rambam writes the same thing when it comes to Gerushin. When the Baal appoints a Shliach for Kedushin of Gerushin, you don't require Eidus Lekima Davar. And then the Rambam writes the following, because after all, a shliach for gittin, a shliach for kedushin, you ready? Is kamo shliach sheyersheil lahafrish lo truma. It's no different than asking somebody to be mafrish truma semaisros on your behalf. And ukayotze bem, or any other case of shlichus. There's nothing spectacular about shlichus for kedushin or shlichus for gerushin. That's halacha b'chala tarakula. Because the Rambam writes, Bakol, Shlucho shel Adam kamosa. And therefore, Veinu tzarech edin. Wow. The Rambam writes, the institution of shlichus is no different for gittin kedushin or afresh chumas maisros. Would you think that yimafresh chumas maisros, ayide shliach, kein terimu gam atem, l'rabo shluchachem? You need edus lekima davar for afresh chumas maisros? So just like you don't require Eidus Lekima Davar for Shlichus of Chumas and Maisros, why in the world would you think you need Eidus Lekima Davar for Shlichus of Gittin and Kedushin? So the Ravid screams, now you can imagine, now Ein Hanidon Doma L'Raya. How in the world can you compare Gittin and Kedushin of Rosh Chumas and Maisros? Chumas and Maisros Ein Tzarech Eidus Klal, the Ravid writes. You don't need Eidim for Afrashas, Chumas, and Maisros. So you don't need Eidim for Afrashas, Chumas, and Maisros. Ayidei Shliach. But Gittin, Kedushin, that requires Eidus Lekima Davar. And without that, Lav Klumhu. So how can you say that what's true of Shlichus for Chumas and Maisros is true of Shlichus for Gittin, Kedushin? What's true of Shlichus is true of it. What's true of Shlichus is true of Hafrasha. What's true of Shlichus is true of Gittin Kedushin. If Hafrasha does not require Eidus, so Shlichus for Hafrasha doesn't require Eidus. If Gittin Kedushin requires, so what is this machlokes? That's what the Rambam is stressing. The Ravid is clear, no? The Ravid is clear that you know what? Achalos davar sheberbo requires Eidus Lekima davar. And Minui Shlichus is going to make or break this Kedushin. That requires Eidus Lekima Davar. That requires Eidus Lekima Davar. That's the sheet of the Ravid. Poshe Pshat according to the Ravid, the same will be true of Yibum. The same will be true of Nisuin. Rastavetchik used to say, it's Machlokas, the Rambam and Ravid. But the Nisuin requires Eidus Lekima Davar. Now, where's the Rambam and where's the Ravid? Well, the Rambam doesn't talk about it. Yeah, but the Rambam is the Reb Chaim and the omission of the Rambam. And the Ravid is here. Where the Ravid says, what are you talking about? Every aspect of Gittin Kedushin requires Eidus Lekima Davar. Even the Minyan Shlichus. And how can the Rambam disagree? How can the Rambam disagree? The Rambam writes that this is like Shlichus for Chalot Harakulo. Poshe Pshat in the Rambam Shita, our case. You don't need Eidus Lekima Davar for Minyan Shlichus. You don't need Eidus Lekima Davar for Bittul HaShlichus. Any need to be Bavato Shlichus Bifnei Acherim, I would tell according to the Rambam, is like the Tosus and Daf Lamed Beis and Beis. Those are secondary issues of Makoch Bez Din Yafa. That what? If you don't do it in the presence of Eidim, it can be calamitous. Because you know what? Who in the world is going to know? Who's going to know? The shliach won't know. The woman won't know. She'll get her get. She'll remarry. And Nachum said, don't do it. And you're going to go ahead and just ignore the takana. So all of that is in the realm of Makoch Bezdin Yafa. But it is not in the realm of Ein Davar Shvachas Mishnayim. The Rambam is like the Tosus, Nafma Beis Nabeis, against the Tosus. And Nafma Med Gimel Med Aleph. Well, that's the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita. The Rambam writes the same thing in Hilchos Geirushin. The same thing in Hilchos Geirushin. No, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes that you should realize Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, Gimel, Dalet. The Baal goes ahead and appoints a shliach to deliver the get, a shliach lahalacha. The Rambam writes, Ein a shliach lahalacha, tzarech eidin. You don't need eidus lekima davar. This is shlichus b'chala tarakula. This is shlichus b'chala tarakula. And shlichus b'chala tarakula does not require eidin. There's no difference in the caliber of shlichus as to whether it's chumas and maestras, or whether it's getting kedushin, and it's not required. Wow! And the rabbi, of course, is chalim. The Rambam in Hilchos Yishus, the Rambam in Hilchos Geirush, and clear. But I'll tell you the following: the Rambam is moda b'miktzas. The Rambam is moda b'miktzas. When do we say this is true? That minish shlichus is not required. It is the kima davar, and bitula shlichus is not required. This is all regarding the Baal. The Baal. The Baal appoints a shliach for kedushin. The Baal appoints a shliach for halacha saget. You don't need eidus lekimada. All of a sudden, the Rambam writes a stunning chiddush. This is not true for her shliach. This is not true when it comes to her shliach. The Rambam writes the following, Hilchos Geirush, in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. A shliach sha'asa isha lekabel des gita miyad balo. The woman appoints a shliach to receive the get. You know what that's called? That's called the shliach lekabalo. And here the Rambam writes, Utsricha lasos b'shnei eidin. Whoa. Shlichus lekabalo requires eidus lekimada. Shlichus lekabalo requires eidus lekimada. The Rambam even writes this, a greater chiddush, when it comes to kedushin. Perek Vav Halacha Yishus. Kol ha'osa shliach lekabel kedushin, she tzarech la'asos bifnei shneid. So the Baal, who appoints a shliach to give the get, you don't require eidin. A woman, who appoints a shliach to receive the get, that requires eidus lekima davar. Now that's something which is, like, surprising. You know, I understand the yes and the no, but why in the world should one distinguish between a shliach lalach as opposed to a shliach lekabalah? You know, maybe one answer is as follows. Because you know what? When you're talking about a shliach lalacha, when the Baal appoints a shliach, maybe one could argue very simply, this would not necessarily be dependent on our lumdus up until now, that the get and the kedushin did not yet happen. It's pending. But when the woman goes there and appoints a shliach to receive, when the shliach receives, the get is chal. When the woman receives, her shliach receives, the kedushin is chal. Maybe one could argue, the Rambam would argue, that's called Dovr Sheberva. That's called Dovr Sheberva. When he appoints a shliach, everything's pending. Nothing happened yet. Nothing happened. We're kind of positioning. But when she appoints a shliach, okay, so the acceptance of the shliach is, but is it so obvious that that should make a difference? When he appoints, nothing yet has happened. When she appoints, nothing yet happened. But when it plays itself out, when her shliach will receive, it's true, that's the geirush and that's the kedushin. But maybe a very, very different approach. Very, very different approach. How do you know the shlichus works? How do you know the concept of shlichus? So that's the Sigin Kedushin on Daf Mem Aleph Mer Aleph. Shlichus min Allah. Shlichus min Allah. How do you know the shlichus works? How do you know the shlichus works? So the Gemara begins now. Shlichus min Allah. Oh, the Gemara puts a raisa. The shilach. Malamed shehu osa shliach. a pasuk of Vishilach that he, the Baal, can appoint a shliach. Oh, the Braisa continues. Vishilcha malamed shehi osa shliach. Wow, wow, that's interesting, no? How do you know that shlichus works? Well, let's get to step one. We have a pasuk that says that a Baal can divorce his wife, ayde shliach, vishilach. Okay, good. But you know, something's kind of still in the air. But how do you know that she can appoint a shliach? How do you know she can appoint a shliach? You know what the answer is? A pasuk, vishilcha. Malamish shehi osa shliach. That's like fasting, those lines in the Gemara, no? In other words, even though I know that the Baal can appoint a shliach, I need a separate drasha that a woman can appoint a shliach. I know you can have a shliach lalacha, but I need a gzeres hakosav to tell me, despite that, that there is a shliach lekabal. Why do I need that? What's wrong with v'shilach malamed shuos ha-shliach mikan sh'shluch ha-shem kamasa? What do you need anything more? So this is the kash of the Tosas Arash. This is the kash of the Tosas Arash. Kedushin daf mem aleph med aleph dem aleph v'shilcha v'im tomar amai sarah trey kray. What do you need an extra pasuk for? We have a pasuk that tells me the shlichus of the Baal. Why in the world do you need a pasuk to tell me the shlichus of the Isha? You need a pasuk to say shlichus. Shluch Hashem kamosa. No. It's the Tosfos Rashi writes, you know what? There is a very good reason to distinguish and to argue that the Torah only recognizes shlichus of the Baal, and the Torah does not recognize at all shlichus of the Isha. Wow. If I didn't have the extra gzeres hakasuv, I would have said that there's only the shlichus of the Baal, and there is no shlichus of the Isha at all. Why in the world would I have distinguished? Oh, it's the Tosfos writes the following. Because after all, she'eno megaresh ella midata. Because gerushin requires the das habal, the das habal. Avala Isha miskareshes balkorcha. You don't need Dasa Isha for Gerish. You don't need Dasa Isha for Gerish. So I understand that, you know what? That he can appoint a Shliach. How in the world can she appoint a Shliach? You know what the answer is? You need a Sefer Gzeres HaKasuv. How do you understand this? Tosfos Arash. So I would link this to the Tosfos and Ksuvos and Daf Ayin Daf. Ksuvos Daf Ayin Daf Lamed Aleph is where the Gemara spells out the following formula. You know what the formula is? Milsa de Isa b'shlichus Isa b'tznai. Milsa de Lesa b'shlichus Lesa b'tznai. What is true of shlichus is true of tnai. What is true of tnai is true of shlichus. What's the link between shlichus and tnai? What's the link between shlichus and tnai? So Tosfos begins by saying, "Ksuvus ayin dalet aleph der maskal tnai." Tosfos begins by, "Look, the whole source of tnai is." B'nei Gona Be'eruvin. No? Im Yavra Chalutzin. If then, if not, then not. We discussed that. Tanai Kofel. No? So the whole parsha of Tanai is based on the distribution of Nachlan Eretz Yisrael, B'nei Gona Be'eruvin. Good. That was done through agency. No? That was done Ayidei Shliach. That was done Ayidei Shliach. Shlichus, Zechia, Apitropis. That was done through agency, no? That's how Eretz Yisrael and Ibn Arden was divided. Oh, so the Parsha links Shlichus and Tnai. Oh, Milsa de Isa b'Shlichus, Isa b'Tnai, Lesa b'Shlichus, Lesa b'Tnai. I I guess that's Pasha Pshat, no? The same parsha speaks of both, Shlichus and Tnai. So Tosus assumes that, no? Tosus, I know that's what you're going to say. So Tosus says, Vintomar, Umas Svar Yeshkan. Why in the world does that make sense? Just because the parsha was talking about Tnai and the parsha was talking about Shlichus, that means, ooh, it's one din. One din. Shlichus and Tnai, they have to go together. Why in the world should that be true? Maybe argue that the whole parsha of Tanai is talking about Nesina Sakarka, Tosu says. Maybe Tanai only works when it comes to Nesina Sakarka. Like what? That happens to be the theme of the parsha, that's true. But why would you put these things together? There must be an underlying svar for this principle of Milsid Yisa B'Shlichus Yisa B'Tanai. So Tosu says there is an underlying svar. You know what the last svar is? Bailus. Bailus. Haina time. Hoil v'hamaisa kol kach biyado. Shiyach alakayma ayyadeh shliach. That svarahu that is biyado la shwe beitnai. This is not just a gzeres hakasav. The parsha happens to be speaking about what underlies my ability to affix a tnai also speaks to my ability to point to shliach. And you know what that is? Bailus. Bailus. I am the Bala Maisa. I am the Bala Chalos. I am empowered. By virtue of the fact that this is mine, I am empowered too. So you know what? This is mine. I can sell it to you. I can sell it to you outright. Or you know what? I can sell it to you conditionally. What are you going to say? What right do you have to sell it conditionally? What do you mean, what right do you have to sell conditionally? If I am the Bala Chayfetz, if I'm the Bala Karka, I can't say that I'll give it to you under these circumstances. But I can only say I can give it to you without any restriction. I'm giving it to you categorically. I can't say I'm giving it to you conditionally. If something is mine and I have a right to, so why would you say that I cannot go ahead and affix it tonight? Oh, and Tosa says the same thing is true when it comes to Shlichus. If something is mine, and I'm the Bala Chayfetz, I'm the Bala Karka, why can't I envision Shlichus? Why can't I envision Shlichus? Why can't I envision a Mesiras Kalach, a power of eternity? The power that is invested in me, I transfer to you. Why? If this is mine, this is my right, so I can qualify the right, or I can transfer the right. And therefore, Tosus says this chiddush, it's a svara pshuta, that Tanai and Shlichus are a function of bailus. Are a function of bailus. Wow. That's something which is heavy, no? I will tell you the following. Oh. B'med Dvar Mamurim. When it comes to Trumas and Maisros, it's mine. I can appoint a shliach. I can make a tanai. The Baal's role. Let's start with Gittin. I'm the Baal HaChalos. The Kos of the Sefer Krisos. Well, what about the role of the Isha when it comes to Gerushin? That's the Chiddush, the Tosa Sarash. A get is Chal Baal Karcha. She doesn't have a say. Nasam biyada. She is not the Bala Sachalos. You know what the starting point would have been? Is that if you're not empowered, how can you go ahead and transfer? If you're not empowered, how can you appoint a shliach? Oh, so that's the Chiddush, the Tosfos HaRash. When it comes to Gerushin, that requires Das Habal, of course Shlichus works. But how in the world can you argue the same is true when it comes to a Shliach LaKabbalah, when you don't require the Das HaIsha when it comes to Gerushin? Wow, that's pretty heavy, no? So you know what the answer is? For that you need Gzeiras HaKasav. For that you need Gzeiras HaKasav. Beyond Shlichus. Beyond the typical miskeres of shlichus, which is a function of bailus, This house is mine, this karka is mine, the object is mine, and therefore I can. And I can do so through representation, through agency, mesiras koach. But how in the world when it comes to a woman regarding gerushin? So now I'm going to tell you the real heavy issue. No. And this is always an issue in learning. No? You know what? I have a great havamina. You know, to distinguish between A and B are worlds apart. No? The role of the Ishim Gerish and the role of the Ban Gerish, worlds apart. And I would have suggested that an extreme, Bal Yes Isha No. No. I have a separate Gzeres HaKasu that tells me even a woman can appoint a Shliach. But now I want to know the following. This is critical for so many Sugyas and Gerish. But now that I have the Gzeres HaKasu, so what does that mean? Does it mean wrong or does it mean despite? No? Wrong means, no. The Torah is telling you no. The Torah is telling you that the same shlichus that applies to a Baal applies to an Isha. And the fact that, you know, I would have said, okay, but the Torah says no. The Torah tells me, don't distinguish. Don't distinguish. Even though I would have had a great svara to distinguish, the Torah says no, v'shilcho, v'shilcho. And therefore, maybe I will tell you that step one, what is true of shlichus of the Baal is true of shlichus of the Isha. Or maybe I'm going to tell you something else. My Havamina is so good, it's true. And the fact that there's a separate Gzeres HaKasu to allow for shlichus on behalf of the woman, but one thing is clear, that's not the same shlichus of shlichus b'chol HaTorah Kula. Shlichus b'chol HaTorah Kula is Mesiras Koach, Bailus, Tanai. The fact that I need a separate Gzeres HaKasu is an indicator, even the maskana, that this is a completely different type of shlichus entirely. And I have to go through Maseches Gittin. No. Are there any differences between a shliach HaBaal and a shliach HaIsha? So I'll tell you one difference. The Rambam Shita. The Rambam writes the reason you don't need Eidus Lakima Gavar for the shlichus of the Baal. It's because there's nothing unusual about this. This is like shlichus for Afrashas Chumas and Maestros. This is shlichus b'chol HaTorah Kula. You can't say that about the shlichus of the Isha. There's nothing remarkable about this. This is like shlichus from Afrashas Chumas and Maestros. If a woman owns tefuah, it's her tefuah. It's her das. And therefore, of course, she can appoint a shliach. Here, certainly not. So the Rambam understands the maskana, something striking. That even when you have a Gzeres HaKasu, but a Shliach Lach is so different than a Shliach LaKabbalah. Ad Kedei Kach, that the Rambam writes that requires Eidus Lakimada. That we'll have to speak about. That requires Eidus Lakimada. So I want you to take a look. We'll go through tomorrow. Right, that beats in the Kobetz Aros, Simen Ayin Vav. That's where Rabbi Hanan writes with 8 Nafkaminas. No? He writes his construct. You know, there are many things in the Torah that require asiyah, a maisa adam. This is what you must do. But that breaks down into two very different categories. In both of those cases, you're the Baal HaMaisa. This is what you have to do. Let me ask you a more profound question. Are you the Baal HaChalos? Are you the Baal HaChalos? Or are you only the Baal HaMaisa? When it comes to chalitza, of course, the maisa chalitza is necessary. But do I control the chalos chalitza? When it comes to shchita, of course, you need a maisa shchita. Do I control the chalos shchita? I had a bitter experience. I'm a shochet, you never paid me. So I agreed to do the shchita, but on the tnai, did you pay me? And if you don't pay me, the shchita is not chal. If you don't pay me, it's an avela. Can you have such a tnai when it comes to shchita? A tnai when it comes to chalitza? Can you have a tnai when it comes to the chalos? That's what Rav Chana is going to point out. Not really. There are certain cases where you're not only the Baal HaMaisa, but the chalos is generated through your das. In other cases where that's not true whatsoever. Ooh, and guess what the 8th nafkamin of Rav Chana is? Eidus Lakim Adav. If you are creating the chalos, so maybe that has to be the idea of Eidus Lakim Adav. if you're not creating the chalos. Yibum, chalitza, yivam yavaleh. But the chalos is something that is a davar aser, something that the Torah kicks in, and you have no control over whatsoever. So you don't require eidus lekima davar in those cases. It's a fascinating distinction. And maybe the difference between the shlichus and gerishin, the baal and the shlichus and gerishin of the isha. Wow. But I have to be honest, no? That Rambam that said there's a difference in his shlichus and her shlichus was not only about gerishin. It was also about kedushin, no? Her shliach for kedushin requires eidus lekima davar. I'll talk about that, no? Because there's no way in the world you can be Mekadesh Nisha Bakarcha. It's like surprising them when Kedushin HaPeis has Avamina, no? If the Mishnah didn't say Isha Niknes, you'd say Bakarcha. Well, that would change the whole world, no? You don't need Dasa Isha for Kedushin, no? So good, the Mishnah said not just Isha Mekadesh, Isha Niknes, but guess what? Well, obviously, no? You need Das HaIsha for Kedushin. Das Isha for Kedushin. But I'll tell you a very heavy issue. Is the Das HaBaal and the Das HaIsha the same when it comes to Kedusha? You know, a person wants to acquire an object. There's Das Kona, there's Das Makna. I would tell you, it's both the same type of Das of Mekach and Memkar, right? To part with or to acquire, no? Whether you're the one who is surrendering or the one who's acquiring. Is that true when it comes to issues? That the Das of the Baal and Das Isha are identical when it comes to issues. It's a composite Maisa Kedushin. Why would I say yes? Because you need Das of Baal. Why would I say no? Well, because the Pasuk says, Ki Yikach, Velo, Ki Sikach, Velo Ki Silakach. The Kedushin has to be done exclusively by the Baal. It can't be done Al Yidei HaIsha. So is there a different role even in Kedushin between the Baal and the Isha? Where the Rambam writes, the shlichus is different even when it comes to kedushin between the Baal and the Isha. That's a pretty heavy issue. So this we'll have to discuss. So take a look if you haven't yet seen, right? Simna Invav in the Kovetz Aras. And then we'll go further with the second half of the Rambam Komos that I gave you, the concept of chalos shlichus. It's not just simply, what is the mindset of the Baal? Right, but something more beyond that, that perhaps requires the formality of bitul hashlichus and maybe even eidus lekima davar. Okay, so that's what we'll pick up tomorrow.